Kept you waiting, huh? Welcome to a very special edition of the N4G podcast for E3. Huh? What was that? A boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say Wii U, Wii U, Wii U, Wii U, P-U,
Wii U,
you, we fail, you, I, oh, we have a lot to talk about. Welcome to the second of our very special N4G podcast E3 episodes. Hope you had a chance to listen to our show from last night. It is not nearly as late, especially for my friend who is with me, John W.
Oh, thank God. I can get to bed early tonight.
I know, right? Awesome. And also, we have with us again, Drew, the frustrated Fury Leechman.
I'm here too, yes.
Yes, I'm very glad you're here. We do have a lot to talk about following the Nintendo presser today. John, why don't you just run through what we saw today?
Yeah, fair enough. We'll rattle through the smaller stuff to start off with. Nice opening, a little bit strange. They opened with an orchestra that was performing Zelda music over a montage of past Zelda games. Obviously a big focus on that to start off with. Miyamoto came on stage and announced that the Zelda Link's Awakening will be available on the eStore as of apparently now, although I did check earlier and it wasn't there. I'm not sure how much it cost, probably a couple of quid or bucks or whatever.
I heard $6.
$6, so it'll probably be about $5 over here. So announced that. That's going to be available, getting you geared up for next week's Ocarina of Time on the 3DS. Also mentioned that later in the year, Zelda The Four Swords, which is a four-player co-op Zelda game, will be downloadable free of charge. Rather interesting. Then going on to the bigger news to say that Skyward Sword would be out later in the year for the Wii and will use Motion Plus. Also mentioned that those who bought or buy Ocarina of Time and register it on Club Nintendo will get a free soundtrack. Now, whether that's a disc through the post, probably going to be more likely a downloadable code or something. Still nice and free, and as they did point out in the conference, Zelda music is generally incredible. He then started to talk about a new console and then buggered off. So thanks very much. Reggie, then
that was so appreciated by everybody in the room. And
yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Reggie V came on stage, Reggie Vizemere, and started cracking on about the 3DS. Five new titles all coming out this year. Basically all rehashes or sequels, unfortunately. But we have got Mario Kart 3D, Star Fox 64 3D, Super Mario 3D, Kid Icarus Uprising, and Luigi's Mansion 2. And as I said, all coming out this year. And then they played a small montage of third-party stuff, such as Resident Evil, Galaga, Cave Story, stuff like that, that most people already know about. He also banged on about the newly launched eStore, including the virtual store, which at the moment is offering Excitebike for free for about a month, I think. Also included in there was Pokedex, which is some Pokemon thing I've got no idea about, and DSiWare.
Drew, I'm surprised you're not running out to get a 3DS for the Pokedex.
Well, see, there's this awesome app on the Android store, at least it was there, called Pokedroid, and it did absolutely everything that the little Pokedex thing can do on the 3DS, and it was totally free. And then Nintendo said, you know what, pull it from the store because we're not making money off this. And there you go.
But Pokedex is free.
Yeah, it is free. Yep. But they still force guys to completely delete it off there. I mean, this guy worked on this thing for like 2 years.
There's one on the App Store also, and I downloaded.
What is a Pokedex?
Oh, it's something that lists all of the types, all the Pokemon, their types, their strengths, what they evolve into.
And the point of this is
to step up your Pokemon game.
Oh, good God, okay. Anyway, we'll move on.
I choose you, Pikachu. God.
Yeah, okay. So, to be fair, although there were a few nice 3DS titles, it was pretty thin on the ground when it came to games. But obviously, that's not what people came for. They came for the new console, and that is going to be called the Wii U.
Wii U would like to play you in the butt, you?
Oh, it's an interesting title. I mean, you can't really knock Nintendo. They have had away with words before, and they seem to get away with it. The Wii U, I mean, it's really hard to explain. It's kind of divided the internet community. It's a new console, although they never really, I don't think they did at all show the console itself.
But I have seen a picture. It just looks like a fat Wii.
Yeah, it's a white box, essentially. The main focus was on the controller, because the controller includes a 6.2-inch touchscreen, motion-enabled. It will act as a TV screen when you don't want to play it on your big telly. It's got a camera, inward-facing camera, rumble, dual analog sticks, all the buttons. It's got some kind of thing at the bottom where the second trigger keys sit as well, but they didn't really show a lot of that. And the whole idea of the premise is that this isn't just a controller, it's a new way of playing a game. So you can use it as a touchscreen for playing things like, I think they, what do they show, Reversi? Is that the game that they were showing to you playing on the screen? They showed that. But it's also going to be integral to the console games. So they were showing a tech demo where you're in a forest and on the game controller pad you had a set of ninja stars, and on the full screen was a forest, and you were flicking your hand across the screen, throwing the ninja stars at the trees. You can also use it to check your weight stats and stuff on Wii Fit. It's all going to be integral to the whole experience. They are focusing less on the casual and trying to divide the attention between casual and hardcore. So you've got the hardcore games. Now, although there was next to nothing, I mean, Super Smash Brothers was hinted at and so was Zelda, but there was actually nothing official coming out of Nintendo in regards to games, but they wheeled out the third parties like nobody's business. So you've got Lego City Stories, Batman Arkham City, Darksiders 2, Dirt, Alien Colonial Marines, Ghost Recon Online, Metro Last Light, Tekken, and Ninja Gaiden 3. You've also got EA's John Riccitiello coming on saying that it's an interesting console and they're looking to work with it, but he didn't actually announce anything. So they've really got third-party support this time around, which is something they have lacked in previous generations of consoles. But it was really odd that Nintendo had nothing. It just felt really weird.
What I found really interesting is, you know, there were definitely some clips of third-party games shown. I don't know if that was actually running on the hardware. And I got the sense from a lot of the developers talking that they might not have even have laid hands on the console yet, that they were reacting to the possibilities with the tech. And I think it's great that you've got a list of developers who are willing to go on camera and say, okay, this might be cool. And I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'm going to ask you to repeat what you said to me right before we started recording about those titles that they showed for the Wii U.
Well, my biggest concern, and the thing that sort of raised an eyebrow with me pretty much straight away when they started reeling off things like Batman Arkham City and Darksiders 2, is that this console isn't probably going to likely hit until fall of next year, at which point Batman Arkham City will be a year old. Darksiders 2, probably going to be 6 months to 9 months old, who's going to want to play, fair enough, HD hardcore games that are a year, 6 months, year and a half old? It seems odd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and they, you know, they had tech demos on the floor. That controller looks extremely uncomfortable, extremely expensive. You're not going to want to throw that thing in frustration.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, there's reports that the thing's quite light, which is fine until you start doing some of the stuff that they want you to do with it in the clips they were showing, which was throwing the thing around, technically. And how much, you know, you're going to have to pay for one of those if you want to play two-player, three-player, four-player. I mean, they've got to be $100 a pop. At least.
The flip side of the whole thing is that as integral as this controller is supposed to be to the experience, it's going to support all of the legacy Wii hardware. So you're going to be using Wiimotes, you're going to be using nunchucks, you probably were going to be able to use WaveBirds and GameCube controllers. So, you know, are developers going to have to spread themselves thin with control? Or are you going to find yourself in a situation where developers have to make the unfortunate call that, No. You absolutely are going to need to have two of these controllers if you want to play couch co-op.
And that's where they're going to hit a stumbling block. I mean, this console isn't going to be cheap, I don't think. I mean, fair enough, the console itself might be cheap enough to make, but those controllers look quite pricey. And we all know that Nintendo don't make a habit of taking a loss when they launch consoles. So
right.
That's going to be interesting. The other thing is, and this is the thing that did stand out to the most to me, is that it was all about keeping everybody happy, keeping the casual happy, keeping the hardcore guys happy. But if you're a hardcore fan, you're going to already have a 360 and a PS3. So why are you going to buy the latest game, such as Darksiders 2 or Batman or whatever, on the Wii U that's only been out a little while, that the developers haven't had a lot of time with, when you can buy it on a console where they've had years of experience and previous games in the series already released on? So you're kind of not winning with them. And the casual market, well, we all know full well that the casual market is the sort of bottom's dropping out of that, hence the reason why Nintendo are making this move. The casual players aren't going to want to fork out more money on Nintendo products when their Wii has been sitting under their TV gathering dust for the last 6 months never being used. So who exactly are they hoping to win over? I mean, it looks nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's making me sound like a complete naysayer. The tech seems, you know, inventive. It seems like it will probably work really well once they get everything ironed out. But I just can't see where they think this is going to fit under the TV.
Well, I want to say one thing, and then I want to ask Drew to chime in with his opinions, because they're quite amusing. And everybody should hear them. But I'm going to say the exact same thing about the Wii U that I said about the Kinect. I will also point out that my thought about the Kinect has not yet come true is, show me hardcore games that are going to appeal to the hardcore audience that have to use the tech. For instance, for Kinect, I wanted to see a real-time strategy or a good turn-based strategy that used the gesture controls. You know, I want to pick up and move my pieces, my units, from place to place. I want to be able to circle a group of units and with my voice and then with my gestures direct them where I want them to go. Yeah, you could do it with a controller, but if the game is designed around that interface, it works. I need to see a game for Wii U that uses the controller in such a way that I can't imagine playing that game in any other way. And until they show me that, I will be a naysayer.
But they can't show something like that. The people that make these games, a lot of them are third party, they're not going to want to scare off the people who use regular controller. The controllers have been ingrained in gaming culture for tens of years. and all of a sudden we're expected to use a different way of doing it. Sure, that's a great idea. You want to come up with new and inventive things, and you want to try stuff out. But they're so scared to alienate them. So you're going to find... I mean, Sony held the line well. Here you go. Here's a list of games. You can play them if you want with your controller, with your dual analog sticks and your trigger buttons. Go have a whirl of a time. But if you've got a move, and if you want to try something different, that option's there for you. But it's completely optional. Microsoft made the mistake of pushing Kinect down everyone's throats. Sony settled it perfectly. And as I say, with Nintendo, this tech seems incredible, but it just doesn't. I don't see where it's going to fit in today's modern game, especially since they're now trying to bring in the hardcore. And I think those people have gone. They've set sail on another ship.
Drew, you have been quiet for 15 minutes. I am scared.
He's dead.
Yeah, I killed myself over this.
okay.
You and Gambus.
No, he's not happy, is he?
No.
I don't understand why Nintendo doesn't understand that all they really need is a console that has a standard control scheme with a controller and decent games. I don't understand why they can't understand that. And if they would do that, it would be good. I know Reggie didn't listen to this, but if he ever did... Maybe one day he will say, you know what, that redneck guy was right.
But the problem is that they've made their bed in the fact that they knew full well when they released the next console. I mean, the GameCube, you know, was a terrible disappointment for them. The Xbox 360 and the PS3 had all of this power, but with a price, obviously, attached when it launched. Nintendo was trying to cut a hole in the market that had been previously unexplored, and they did it, and they did it really well. The problem is that they lost control, and every publisher was throwing out shovelware that just literally was the same game after the same game after the same game. People have got bored of it, and they're now sort of seeing the sales slide, with the exception of the odd one or two game. I mean, Just Dance seems to do really well, and obviously Mario games, that they always do well. But generally, console sales and game sales are on the decline for the Wii. They've got to do something, and
if
you know,
they would,
if they release just a standard high definition, you know, console with standard controls, they're never going to do anything, because people have got Xboxes and PS3s. They have got to come up with something interesting. I just don't see how this is going to dazzle the world.
I don't believe that one bit, man. Think about it. All right, you can only play your Marios. You can only play your Zeldas. You can only play your Metroids. All these freaking exclusives that they're just sitting on that they never fucking released the games for some fucking reason. All right?
Yeah, a fair dues. They could do a lot better with their first-party stuff, definitely.
If they could make a console, here's the problem with Nintendo. Nintendo wants to go above and beyond Xbox and Sony, but not through innovations in online capabilities or graphical capabilities. They want to do it in gimmicky ways, like, well, you can play your games like this, and it's cooler, all right? And instead, what they should have focused on whenever they brought out the Wii was, you know what, we need to make something that is comparable to an Xbox and a PlayStation, but say, you know what? We are just like an Xbox, but the Xbox doesn't have Zelda, doesn't have Mario, doesn't have Metroid, doesn't have Pokemon, doesn't have Kid Icarus, doesn't have Kirby. And if they kept pumping out those IPs, let me tell you something. Seriously, Nintendo has the most exclusive IPs than any other company out there. And,
absolutely.
And they're IPs that people want to play. But people don't want to play them waggling a freaking controller.
But only for how long? I mean, fair enough. They have absolutely right. They've got some fantastic IPs that are completely unique to them. But you start pumping them out, because you can't survive on those IP alone. You can't sustain a platform just using that IP.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, if they make it equal to an Xbox and equal to a PlayStation, Infinity Ward will say, you know what? I think we can bring Call of Duty and make it just as fucking good on the Xbox as it is on the Wii.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if they tried to stick with their competitors, but then bring that would make third party guys say, you know what, we'll develop for them too. And then, you know, like, you know, then people would be like, man, do I need to get Call of Duty for the Wii, the PS3, or the Xbox? Well, I have a Wii, and I really love Mario and stuff like that. You know what? Screw it. I'll get Call of Duty on the Wii if it was like an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, your point, Drew, if I may, you know, you're right. They do have the strongest IPs of any of the three console manufacturers. They have done so well. Especially if you look at Donkey Kong, if you look at Mario, you know, those in particular, of taking them from their native environments. You know, Mario is the platformer. Donkey Kong is, you know, I guess also a platformer nowadays. And they've taken them and they've transitioned them and they've used them in other ways. You know, Mario Kart. You know, they've made their mascots make a racing game work. And people buy it because of their mascots. You know, the sports games that they put out, some of them are bad, but some of them are really good. And people buy them because they recognize the characters. Show me Legend of Zelda looking as good as Crysis 2. It's a completely different game, but they can make it look that good. Show me Metroid being comparable to Halo looking at its best. You know, Nintendo could have a real solid foundation, as you said, to attract those third-party developers. But until Nintendo lives up to its promise, the third-party developers aren't going to buy it.
Exactly.
I don't care what you heard today. I mean, you had Ken Levine who pulled a Vita out of his back pocket yesterday at Sony. And he was talking about the possibilities of the Wii U. Which one of those do you think is more real? Are we going to see an irrational game on the Wii U, or are we going to see it on the Vita? And which one is going to be better?
Probably the Vita. I mean, you know, I don't know. They didn't. The thing that got me the most about this whole Wii U thing, and what confused the fuck out of me and confused a lot of people on Twitter because I was talking to them, was that they didn't show off the console at all. All they did was show off the controller.
So, yeah, so to the average man, that could be another...
It's a peripheral. That's peripheral, what I thought it was. I was like, this is a fucking Wii, but you can wirelessly transfer it as a television and play with the two analog sticks. I'm like, well, what the fuck is the point of that? You know, and then they never said, oh, it's actually really a console. They never showed the console itself.
That's true.
The only way we knew it was a new console was because he mentioned, you know, bringing HD graphics to a Nintendo audience. So, you know.
But they even buried the lead on that. I mean, that should have been one of the first things they said. It's just they did a crappy job of presenting what this thing is. And that doesn't bode well for the way they're going to communicate it to developers.
This is true. I mean, they just... I don't know. They just didn't. They were so afraid to even touch the hardcore guys, you know, I think they were more afraid of scaring off the casual guys than it was trying to get to the hardcore guys.
The funny thing is, the casual guys aren't watching this. They have no idea what's going on. They've never heard of the Wii U, and they won't until the thing launches. You know, a month before the thing launches, if then, maybe not until it's on shelves.
Until the Nintendo market and Hurricane blows into town.
Yeah.
See, the bad thing is like they're naming it the Wii U, and everybody's going to associate it with a Wii.
Oh, he did. I got to give John his props. Right before they announced that, he and I were Skyping during the conference again, and he said, "I bet they call it the U. How stupid would that be?" And sure enough, 2 seconds later, it was freaking hilarious. Two things about this. I can't even remember what the first is now, but I do remember what my second point was, which was one of the things they showed was Zelda. And I'm pretty sure it was Skyward Sword. So that whole thing about Skyward Sword being on Wii, and yet they show it off as a Wii U game, it's just really confusing to me. Are we going to be in another Twilight Princess situation? And I'm going to guess yes.
I don't know. They said that it was coming out for this year.
You know what? They're going to delay shit. They have everything. They have all of their major IPs coming out. Everything they've announced coming out this fall. Some of that stuff has got to get delayed.
Really? Nintendo? Delay?
Never. Never.
I don't know. I just, like, yeah, I mean, they could totally surprise me. And, you know, I've said it plenty of times. Like, surely to God they won't do that, but they always do it anyway. But, I mean, if they do that, I mean, they're basically saying, you know what? Fuck the Wii. We're done with it.
Yep. Well, I think there's going to be a huge gap. I think that we're going to see the last good Wii game in Skyward Sword, and we're not going to see anything until the Wii U launches. I think they're actually going to have dead air.
I think that's scary. That is a big mistake.
Well, there's so much shovelware. It also speaks to who their core audience is for the Wii.
But that's their fault.
It is their fault. But it also, but what I'm saying is that it speaks to who's buying the shit games. It's parents who don't know better for their kids. And it's non-gamers who are now, you know, kind of dipping their toe in the water, who see a game that, quote, looks fun. They don't do their research. You know, there's so many shovelware games that they ask the guy at GameStop, you know, is this game any good? And he looks at him, he either spins him a line of bullshit, or he says, I don't know. I haven't played it. Because the truth is, nobody plays all those shovelware games. So, any last thoughts on Nintendo before we kind of just recap what our highlights and lowlights were for the show? You know, we've seen a lot of what's coming out of the show at this point. But.
Well, I liked the 3DS showing. All right, fair enough. They're recycled games, but you've got Kid Icarus there. You've got Mario Kart, you know, and Super Mario 3D. They look all quality, so that was quite nice.
All righty. Through anything?
I do want to say that they rehashed five games.
Five games. So Star Fox, Luigi's Mansion.
Well, I don't count that because that is a sequel. He even said that himself. All right. So we already knew of Ocarina of Time. All right. Link's Awakening.
Yep.
They have...
Four Swords.
The Four Swords. Star Fox, obviously. And crap, what was the other ones?
Was it Excitebike?
Excitebike was one of them. And there was one more. It was close to the end.
I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
But there were a lot of rehashes. But that's Nintendo's thing. I finally remembered my other point.
Super Mario Brothers Mii.
Oh, right. Super Mario Brothers Mii. The point that I forgot to make that I wanted to make was, you know, the first thing Reggie said when he came out, it started strong. We hear you. We're listening. My concern is if you're listening and this is what you come back with, I'm not sure that the message is getting through properly. I speak, you listen, something's going on in between. So that about covers Nintendo. We did brush through very quickly last night EA and Ubisoft. Activision's lineup is out. You know, we've seen just a lot. The El Shaddai demo hit 360 today. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's a very unique experience. Would definitely recommend that. Lots of stuff. One of the things, I don't believe Capcom has announced Super Marvel vs. Capcom. Is that correct? They haven't announced it.
Yeah.
That's because they don't want a riot on their hands, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They'll wait till they've left the show.
Yeah. They will be in a bomb shelter when they announce that. But so, you know, that's kind of still up in the air. I think a lot of people expected them to abandon support. Well, commit that they were abandoning support of MVC3. So far, guys, you know, what has excited you the most so far?
The Vita.
Yeah, I mean, the Vita, hands down. I mean, it's a new piece of hardware that looks like it's going to capitalize. I mean, it looks amazing. The pricing is right. The only thing is, if they can bring the software to it, then, you know, it's going to be a hit. You know, they can't do this whole the PSP thing that they did last time where, you know, you go look at a PSP, like new releases, nothing.
No. But at least they've got the dual analog sticks now, which make a massive difference to what games can come out and play well. And I think, as Drew said, it looks the part, and hopefully from what they're saying, it's going to get the third-party support as well as first-party support if it launches with games like Mod Nation, Uncharted, and Little Big Planet. We already know that Ridge Racer's very, very likely to launch with it as well. If they've got
a strong
lineup, it could really push it out there and continue momentum.
Definitely.
Yep. I said to John earlier that going into Sony's press conference, I was, you know, even though I said on the show on Sunday that I was not at all that Sony was my pick to win, you know, the big three. I was not expecting to like the NGP now Vita. I actually pre-ordered one this morning.
Me too.
Drew, did you lock yours in yet?
Not yet. I want to do a few more trade-ins.
Okay, so all three of us. Now are extremely interested in this console. I think that what we're going to see at launch is a stellar lineup that they might have to push some good games off the launch or to the end of the launch window because, you know, Uncharted was already looking really good. Ruin looks very interesting for the Dungeon Crawler fans. If Tekken Cross Street Fighter is a launch title, you know, that's going to be huge. Especially with Cole McGrath in the game.
Highly, highly doubt that.
You don't think it's going to be a launch title?
Tekken Cross Street Fighter is going to be coming out next year on the consoles. There's no way they'll release it on the NGP or before because the NGP is supposed to be coming out later this year.
Yep. So are you going to buy it on the – how are you going to buy it? Because I know you're really interested in the game.
What do you mean? The
what system are you going to buy it for? Yeah.
I'm getting on both.
You're going to get it on the 360 and the Vita?
Yes.
All right. It kind of makes me a little bit happy that's not a launch title because, you know, I think that I don't want to be torn at launch. I usually have two games that I want to get with every console that comes out. Uncharted's looking like it's definitely going to be a launch title. I don't know about Little Big Planet or Mod Nation. I mean, I think they will be launch titles. I don't know if that's what I'm going to pick up. But Ruin... If Ruin ends up being a launch title, I'm going to have a hard time saying no to that. You know, kind of, it gives you your Torchlight experience on the go. Oh, that sounds really good. So games. I kind of, in my head, have the game that I'm looking for that hits this year, and I have the game that hits next year that are kind of my games of show. And I'd be really interested to hear yours before we sign off. So, Drew, you first. Game of Show. That's going to launch this year in Game of Show.
Game of Show is going to launch this year. Man. This looking a lot like Uncharted 3 for me. Possibly Skyrim. I haven't seen too much of it, but what I have seen of it looks really, really interesting. But I'm probably going to go with Uncharted 3.
Okay. John, your game that launches this year?
With Drew, really, I think very, very likely Uncharted 3. There is also a strong possibility that Arkham City may be a top contender as well.
Interesting. I buy that. It looks good. For me, Uncharted 3, hands down. No doubt. That game looks unbelievable. The co-op stuff sounds good. The multiplayer looks good. Those games are always well-written. Set pieces are always unbelievable. The stuff that we saw that was seamless cutscene and action, you know, that was... I'm excited for that. Can't wait to be able to order the collector's edition, but that's just me. So, John, your game of show that hits next year?
Mass Effect 3. Without a doubt, I think that one just looks incredible. I'm so stoked to see how that story ends.
Alrighty, Drew.
I haven't seen much of you know, I didn't have still haven't yet to see EA or Ubisoft stuff. From what I've seen of Mass Effect, I mean, I can't get more hype than that as far as Mass Effect 3 goes. I really don't know what else is coming out. That's the thing. I mean, Mass Effect, I'm hyped for, but I mean, if the game that I'm guaranteed to buy, no matter what happens, is Street Fighter Cross Tekken, you know, even though we haven't seen anything about it, but But you know that game is going to be a must buy for me.
All right, Mass Effect 3 for me. I've not hidden my love for Mass Effect 2. It's probably my favorite game of all time, which is saying a lot. And you know, obviously, it's really hard to pin that down. But that game evokes such an emotional response for me that few games do. Heavy Rain should wish to evoke the emotional response that Mass Effect 2 got from me. So I am extremely excited for Mass Effect 3. Pre-ordered that yesterday. Well, actually, I'd pre-ordered it in December. I upped it up to the Collector's Edition this morning.
Oh, you're such a fool for Collector's Editions.
Well, I have it for Mass Effect 1. I have the Collector's Edition for Mass Effect 2. I am a fool for them. For the games that I like, I've started to wean myself off them a little bit. But for series that I really, really, really enjoy, yeah. So, any parting shots? Anything else to say before we sign off?
Well, I take it we're all in agreement on who, I hate using this term, but who won E3.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
I think so. Yeah, I think that Sony, while I don't think they're completely forgiven for their communication issues during the PSN outage, I think they handled their apology right. I think they stroked gamers' egos the right way with saying, you know, we know that you guys are going to drive 3D adoption, so here is this awesome bundle. That's not right for everybody, but even people – it's not right for me, but I appreciate what they're doing.
I got so much crap for saying I actually like that.
No, I don't think you should – you should have gotten crap for that because I think that for the right audience, that bundle is a great deal.
I could definitely use another television for my living room, and that's a fantastic deal to me.
Yeah.
Indeed, and then you get to experience 3D and drive and help drive the experience forward. So,
yeah.
I have to sort of say that I'm disappointed in Microsoft. I mean, I think we all are. I mean, Nintendo's was a bizarre conference, as we've said. It's going to be weird what happens with that Wii U, but I think Microsoft was by far the most or least impressive of all of the conferences. They were far too focused on Kinect, whereas Nintendo were trying to entice the hardcore. Microsoft were doing the opposite and ignoring their audience, and it seemed such a shame.
Yep. I don't know what was going on at Microsoft. I wouldn't be entirely surprised if we see some kind of leadership change at Microsoft in the entertainment division based on what happened and the reaction to it. I don't think there's anybody out there who can say that Microsoft had a good showing. Their first-party support, which has typically been very strong, was just unbelievably poor.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I'm looking forward to Gears 3. I'm looking forward to Halo 4. I'm looking forward to the Anniversary Edition. But this is scraps. This is nothing, really. It's sequels and remakes. It's nothing new, nothing spellbinding, nothing dazzling. And that's what Microsoft should be putting out there. You know, yes, Kinect is an important part of their plan now, but you don't just solely focus on that. Shoehorning in Kinect's functionality to every possible game that you can. You need to support the people that have been supporting them for the last 5 years and making them the top console in the world. Maybe in the world. Certainly in North America and Europe. You don't just turn your back on them, and I think that's the big kick in the teeth. That's what they seem to have done, just turned their back on them because they seem to think that there's bigger bucks in the casual market where, you know, Nintendo's been there, done that, and are trying to move away from it slightly.
Yeah, Nintendo drank Microsoft's milkshake before it even got to Microsoft's table.
Yeah.
Nice analogy.
Thank you. Yeah, Microsoft. I don't know what they're thinking. The Kinect stuff is just, you know, it's not where they should be spending their time. It's cool tech. It really is, but it's not going to carry the platform forward. Not the way they think it is.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for us. Wrapping up just around 40 minutes. So this has been our second and final special E3 N4G podcast. John, Drew, thank you guys so much. We will be back recording on Sunday, publishing on Monday as usual for the big E3 wrap-up. And, of course, we are just going nuts on the site. So visit us at ztgd.com for all of your E3 news. We're, of course, all on Twitter, and you know, hit us up if you've got any questions. So, guys, thank you so much, and we're out.
Yep.
Take care.